a little bit from Likutei Eitzot. What's Likutei Eitzot? Likutei Eitzot means advice. In English, it's called advice. Now you can find the BRI, Breslov Research Institute, on all good websites, including breslov.co.il. You can buy it from the shop there. It's called advice. What is it? So one of the books that Rabbi Natan put together, but he took Likutei Moran, and he saw that Likutei Moran was really too difficult for the average man in the streets, and we're talking them, they were learned, not us. Forget us, right? But to actually deal with. So he made a kitzur Likutei Moran, where he took all of Likutei Moran and he chopped out all the Kabbalistic bits and all the difficult proofs and just gave the main ikkar. That's called the kitzur, right? And it's very good to learn the kitzur. However, he also saw that the kitzur wasn't really hitting the mark with a lot of people. So he decided to make Likutei Eitzot. What's Likutei Eitzot? He took the kitzur, and instead of leaving the kitzur, just follows Likutei Moran, paragraph, Torah, Aleph, Bet, goes in order and just shortens them. He took the inyanim, he took the topics out of Likutei Moran and set them all in order. So if you look through the list of the content, he goes in alphabetical order in the book. Emet, Anacha, Achila, Eretz Yisrael, Brit, Banim, Bitachon, Busha, Gadim, Da'at, Dibor, Hitbodudut, Hitzchakut. So he takes all of the topics, not all of them, but the main top from Likutei Moran, and puts them in nice chapters so you can just learn about that topic. So you don't have to search through Likutei Moran to find a little bit here about Simcha, a little bit here, and pay on there. Here it mentions something. Put them all together. So when a person is having issues with, I know, emet, or having issues with his lust for food, or with his, I know, busha, or hit bodadut, whatever it is, you can find very easily what you need to learn from Rabbi Nachman by looking in Likutei Eitzot, and just going to that chapter. And that chapter draws the information from Likutei Moran and puts it all in one nice chapter so you can learn about that topic. Wonderful. So, and it's also written in a very nice, easy style. It's not written like Likutei Moran. It's written Likutei Eitzot, advice. So it's written in a way that you could just, hopefully, much easier. So I've just picked this off the shelf and thought, Tov, which one should we learn something about? So, unless anybody wants to pick something particular, I thought we'd just go for Simcha, because it's something that we all need. And no one can say that Simcha is not something that we need to work on. Top. So let's see. So here he's got quite a lot on Simcha, one of the bigger ones. 39 little pereks, perakim, on Simcha. Some of them are just one line, some are like five or six lines. Top. Let's just start from the top. Aleph. Ayudei ri'at penei hatzadik zochin l'simcha u'rizut. Through seeing the face of a tzaddik, person merits simcha and zrizut. Just from seeing the face of a tzaddik, right? These are basically bullet points of advice. So one piece of advice is just seeing the face of the tzaddik. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, in 20 minutes' time, when we go downstairs to listen to the shira of Rav Arush, I hope so. He was here this morning, so Be'ezrat Hashem is here. So it's really good advice to just to see his face. Right? Instead, even if we're sitting at the back listening to translation, right, and you have no idea what he's saying, just to see Rav Arish's face is a big segula. It helps a lot. Even if you understand nothing. Right?
Just to see your face is a big segula.
Thank you very much. That's very kind. Tom, I suggest you go see Rav Arish's face. That has even more... And I'm not being modest. As even more, right? See the face of that. It brings a person to get helps with simcha, and it helps with zrizut. You also get zrizut for free. Zrizut means alacrity. Means it builds a person's desire to actually his. Don't mean we have words like this in English. Zrizut. Zrizut. Alacrity. Yeah, but. That helps. his get up and go. So, builds up by seeing the face of the tzaddik. Right? There's a connection. Seeing the face of the tzaddik, there's a Rav. Any what? Word questions.
Word questions.
Oh yeah? Eva lexicon. Yopis. Tom. So Rav Nachman says that actually there's actually two aspects of seeing a tzaddik. One is that you see the tzaddik, and the other is the tzaddik sees you. There's actually two different things going on. When you see the tzaddik, you benefit from the fact that you take from him, from the Shekhinah, which is shining out of his face. Right, the Gemara says, Ilo Chazi, Mazle Chazi. Even though you didn't see, your neshama saw. So even if you go and see Rav Arish, and you go down to the shir, you see and you look at Rav Arish, and I told, it's very nice, he's got a very nice smile. I don't think I got anything out of it. So the truth is, even if I don't think I got out of it, my neshama for sure did. Mara says, even if you didn't see, your neshama for sure saw. Right? And it gets a big lift. Right? The inner child, the neshama, is much happier. Right? You go into the shiur feeling all, oh, I'm just not happy today. My yes.
Neshama is the inner child.
Yeah, it could be. And it's not, these things aren't exact, and there's no such thing really as an inner child. There's no like little guy sitting there inside. But right. But there is a concept, right? And the concept has a root. So often our inner child is our neshama that's speaking to us that's not happy, it's upset, it's angry, it's whatever, and. And then you go and see the tzaddik, and you see his face. Nothing happened. Just sat there in the shir. I didn't even hear a word he said. I didn't understand it. There was no translation. Rav Jor wasn't there. I just sat there, and I came out feeling a lot better. Why? Because my neshama, my got a lot out of it, right? Just from seeing the tzaddik. And if he sees you, even better. If he sees you too, then there's a tikkun, a separate tikkun when the tzaddik sees you. So he starts to do tikkunim on you. Right, so and that's even better. So if a person that makes eye contact, you know, the eye contact, you bind yourself through the eyes. You have a connection.
So the best thing is not to sit in the last row. The best thing is sit in the front row.
Tom, it's good, but a person gets warmed from the fire, but can also get burned if he sits too close. So Tom, it's also worth knowing that that our tzaddikim are fire, the esh. And a person who's not careful to be not to, you don't play with fire,
so
right?
In the back row.
Sit somewhere that's appropriate for everyone. Should sit somewhere that's appropriate for. It's also it's very good. Top. So if we're sort of mitzvot, b'simcha gedola, kol kach ad shelo yitzar b'shum sachar olam abba b'shvila. He's bringing from in the most of the books that do likutei etzot. They say where each of these comes from. He said that he draws from Likutei Moran, from other places, but mainly Likutei Moran. So after each little vignette, you get the place. So you can go back and look in the Likutei Moran if you want more detail. So this next one is from Likutei Moran Torah Hei. So right at the beginning of there, it says, Rav Nachman explains that a person should try and do mitzvot with simcha. What does simcha mean, to do a mitzvah with simcha? It means to do simcha from in the mitzvah itself, and to have no, ultimately, ideally, to have no desire for even a reward in this world or the world to come. Just the fact that you're doing the let's read. Shelo yitzeh b'shum schar olam haba b'shvila, ela sheyazmin l'Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah acheret. The schar mitzvah zot, right? That my only desire, this is ideal, but we're talking about the ideal. That to do a mitzvah with simcha, and we know that the greatness of doing a mitzvah with simcha, the Ari HaKadosh said that the only reason he got to the level he got to was because he did his mitzvahs with simcha. That was it. That was his the only reason he stated about himself. The only reason I got to where I got to, the Arizal HaKadosh, is because I did my mitzvahs with simcha. So let's all do our mitzvahs with simcha. We'll all be the Arizal. So it's not so easy. It's good to try. And for sure, every little bit helps. But what does it mean? So Rav Nachman here explains a little bit further. It means that to do with simcha means that my intention is not for reward, but so you'll send me another mitzvah. So happy to do this mitzvah, my own reward. You send me another mitzvah. I just love doing your mitzvahs. Why, Sam? Because you told me to do them. I just love doing it because you told me to. Kihu nehenema mitzvah matzma, because he enjoys from the mitzvah itself. So the rest of it, through that you get to. He explains. I'll just explain outside. He says through that you a person understands whether there's a gezar din in Shemayim or there's not a gezar din, and that helps him to know whether or not he needs to clothe his tefillah, or he can say it outright. Basically, just in short, it's not the Indian of Simcha, but it's the Perek. He says over there that we need to pray on everything. We need to pray on everything. But sometimes there's already a gezar din in Shemayim. And if there's a gezar din in Shemayim, you can't pray on it. La'atchila, he tells you how to pray on it, but la'atchila, you can't pray on it because there's already a gezar din. There's no point. It's already been decided. It's going to be a certain way. And if you come to pray, then the that's them, right? The ones who are against prosecuting, their midat adin, they say to Hashem, you can't overturn it. You've already made the rule. So they fight, so to speak, fight against your prayer. So you so let's say they take an example. Chas v'shalom, someone has an illness. And they have a gezar din, and they're going to be sick for a certain amount of time, 30 days, they're going to be sick. That's the gezar din, let's say. And I want to pray that they get better today. But there's already a gezar din on 30 days of illness. So if I pray, Hashem, make this person well again, and that prayer goes up to Shemayim, then there's something called Makadragim that say, you can't do that. Hashem, you already made the 30-day rule, the 30-day gezar din, and it was for a good reason why that happened. So if there's a gezar din, you can't pray that way. It doesn't help. If there's a gezar din, Rabbi Nachman writes, so you need to clothe your prayer. You need to hide it in a different prayer. In a way that when it goes up to Shemayim, Mekatrugim don't jump all over it and say you can't do that. You've got to find a sneaky way of clothing it. Top, how you do that is whole different in it.
He gives an example.
Right, so he says, yeah, Kelna Alfan Aranah, that when Moshe prayed for Miriam, he said the five words or the four words, depending on my math pocket with Rav Yaakov, we had on it a few days ago. Right? He said five words, Hashem, please heal her. He didn't mention her name, and therefore there was no Makatreg on it because he just said, please heal her. But if you took the Gematria of whatever, it came to Miriam and Yocheved, and then Yocheved, Bas, Yocheved. Right, so it was in the Gematria. So that was Moshe clothing his prayer in a way that it wouldn't get stopped or prevented. It's not Indian that we learn out, but in this perek he brings it because he says through simcha, when a person performs mitzvahs with simcha, he gets that knowledge about whether or not there's a gezar din already on the thing and whether or not he needs to clothe his prayer. Next perek, gimel. Lizchol l'simcha zot, in order to merit to achieve this simcha, hu al yidei she'yipalel b'kochot u'b'yira gedola u'b'ahava. Moshe, right? Like it's explained in Look at Tamara. So what's he saying? He's saying like this. There is an idea, a concept that we need to try and do our mitzvahs with simcha. But in order to get there, you need a prior step. The step, if you just want to try and do a mitzvah with simcha now, it's going to be very difficult. Like the next mitzvah I do, I'm going to make a bracha on this. And I'm going to try and do it with a lot of simcha. But whilst I'm going to try and do it with a lot of simcha, I might not get there. Why not? Because there's a step prior to that. To get to merit that, I need to merit to the concept of simcha. How do I get simcha? So he says here, a person needs to pray with kochot, with power, and with yira, Gedola, and with Ahava, as explained further in Lukat Emor. What does it mean to pray with Kochot? So in Lukat Emor, Rav Nachman explains that from the concept of thunder, He brings like this. He says, I think it's Mishlei. Top Chazal say that that thunder straightens out the crookedness of the person's heart. Right? And pshat level is that you hear thunder, you get scared, and it makes the person more humble, right? Because he says that the analogy crosses over to prayer. He says that when a person hears the power in his own voice, then just like the clouds strike strike each other and causes thunder to come out. He says, so too when a person hears his own prayer, it's the words strike the moach and cause a thunder which straighten the heart. When I hear myself pray, right? So what does that mean in practice? Practice, it means that we have to hear the words we say. Not necessarily out loud, right? Because Shmona Esrei is meant to be balachash, but said in a way that we're actually hearing it inside. Right? Sometimes we talk, but we don't hear what we're saying, we're just yabbling. And other times, we actually hear our own words. Our object in Shmona Esrei is to hear, internally, hear in our mind, the words we're saying. And to say it with power.
So you don't make it. You don't speak it. You don't.
You don't have to. Your ear doesn't have to hear it, but your mind has to hear it.
If that's okay, are thoughts okay?
Well, we know that you can't say Shmona Esrei just in your thoughts. You have to enunciate the words. Your lips have to move.
So when a person is by himself in the park, he can hear himself. You can verbalize as loud as you want, you can scream. No. The screaming is especially like that, straighten out the heart.
No. Although just like in Shmona Esrei, a person shouldn't hear another person in Shmona Esrei, so two in it, but it does. Right. No, it's not. So people have to find, right.
If not being near me, I'm going to get scared.
Yeah.
But the power of prayer, lehit palel, right? Lehit palel, reflexive, to change oneself, is to hear one's own prayer. If I'm not hearing my prayer, I'm not really getting the benefit of what I could be getting. So I should try and hear my own words.
Mentally connect.
Mentally connect, right? Exactly.
Feel the words. Feel what you're saying.
Connect. Feel what it's. And the more power I put into that, then the more thunder is going off in my head, and the more my heart gets straightened up. Rav Nachman explains the reason why I can't feel simcha, true simcha. It's my heart is full of amukim, amukim, means things that are bent, right? My heart is bent, so to speak, right? It's not straight. If it was straight, I can breathe. Mm-hmm. Everything's good. I can smile. Everything, right? I can feel true simcha. But I can't feel true simcha because I'm bound up, tied, matirasu rim, right? I'm that's in the heart. My heart is a place where I'm going to feel true simcha. If I want to feel true simcha, I need to get rid of all that stuff. I need to do a bit of ironing so it's all nice and clean. How does that happen? Through this process, the process of hearing my own prayer. Hearing my own prayer straightens out the wrinkles of my heart. And especially with, and the more power, and the more quantity and quality, the more, the better a job it's going to do. And that's how it's going to lead me to simcha. Because if I don't get that, I can try and make myself happy as much as I want, but it's not really going to be the real thing. Because it's going to be more of a surface happiness. It's not a deep down happiness. Why? Because my heart is still not happy. My heart is still closed, tied, whatever. So that work, the work of the heart, which is through prayer, tefillah, is what's really going to bring me to simcha. So that's something that we need to think about when we realize that we're lacking simcha. And we realize that the main thing is to serve Hashem with simcha. And then it's the main ikar of Avodat Hashem. And then we need to work out how we're going to get there. And the answer, one of the main answers, is by working on our prayer. By working on our prayer, we're going to get to a place of simcha. Ayidei rikudim v'hamcha'at kaf na'aseh hamtakat hadinim. Once we get happy, or even before we get happy, just you don't even have to be happy for this one. By dancing and clapping hands, person sweetens judgment. For sure. Works for you?
Works for me 100%.
Yeah?
1000%. I was in a super dark place. I said, you know what? Let's buy. I put on some Carduner. I just, for 45 minutes, I was just dancing in my room.
Yeah.
And I, you know, got some very good news afterwards.
Yeah.
Someone's
watching you from the outside.
Someone's watching it from the.
There you go.
Right. So, in Lekutei Morani, he explains a lot more. Person should look there for details as to exactly why. It's not just because you're happy. Because you're happy is part of it. But there's an actual process. The hands represent this and that, and the fingers represent this and that, and the legs represent different things. You're raising the legs, you're raising the from the right. So there's all different ideas that as to why. But pshat is a good thing to do. Right? This is Likutei Etzot. Likutei Etzot doesn't really go into all the background. You don't need to know the background. You just need to know, what do I do in this situation? Right? I'm feeling sad. Right? I need simcha. I turn to Likutei Etzot and it says, dance. Yofi, let's go do it. I need to worry about how and why. I need to rely on the tzaddik. Tzaddik's telling me this is what's going to help. And for all the other things in here too, this is not a place to ask why and how it works and whatever. If you want to ask how and why it works, I'll look in the footnotes. Go and look in Likutei Moran. We had to take Emunat Tzadikim and go ahead and do these things.
It's also because you're accepting whatever Hashem has for you, and you're accepting it with joy. But also, I think someone said accepting is half the battle.
It's probably more than half, right? It's.
So look at this guy; he's nuts. But you know, he's dancing, he's happy, he's simple. Even though we're crushing him, again, we're gonna flip it over.
It for sure works. I a few years ago I was in Oman. And I was having lunch there, and I was speaking to the guy next to me, American guy. And in Oman, the question you always ask is, one of the questions, how do you get here? What brought you to Oman? So he tells me, I'll tell you. He says, what did he say? He said, less than a year ago, he was a guy in his, I put him about 60. He says to me, about 6 months, just less than a year ago, I went to see the doctor for some tests, and he told me that this guy said that he had cancer, and that it wasn't very good, and the prognosis wasn't very good, and it was looking whatever. So he said, "Tom." So he said, "He'd already read Gan Emuna, Baruch Hashem." So he said, "I went home." He said, "My wife didn't know. She knew I went to the hospital for some tests, but she didn't know what they were." He said, "What did I do? I opened the door." And as I opened the door, I'm explaining to you how he explained it to me. He said, I opened the door and I saw next to the door, I have a bucket where I put like a stand where I put my coat and my hat and my umbrella. So I took my umbrella and I took my hat, and he was a different generation. He said, just like Fred Astaire in Singing in the Rain. And I took my hat and I danced into the living room with my umbrella and my hat like this. And I danced around for like 10, 15 minutes. My wife looked at me and thought I'd gone crazy. And I said to myself that this is the way I'm going to deal with it. And Bezat Hashem, all being well, I'm going to go next Rosh Hashanah to Oman to thank Rabbi Nachman. And he said, and I'm here. This is me.
Wow.
So, Bezat Hashem, singing and dancing and being happy.